Today's reading begins in Leviticus chapter 24, verse 10. Leviticus chapter 24, verse 10. Now an Israelite woman's son, whose father was an Egyptian, went out among the people of Israel. And the Israelite woman's son and a man of Israel fought in the camp, and the Israelite woman's son blasphemed the name and cursed. Then they brought him to Moses. His mother's name was Shelomith, the daughter of Dibri of the tribe of Dan. And they put him in custody till the will of the Lord should be clear to them. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Bring out of the camp the one who cursed, and let all who heard him lay their hands on his head, and let all the congregation stone him. And speak to the people of Israel, saying, Whoever curses his God shall bear his sin. Whoever blasphemes the name of the Lord shall surely be put to death. All the congregation shall stone him. The sojourner as well as the native, when he blasphemes the name, shall be put to death. Whoever takes a human life shall surely be put to death. Whoever takes an animal's life shall make it good, life for life. If anyone injures his neighbor, as he has done it, shall it be done to him. Fracture for fracture, eye for eye, tooth for tooth. Whatever injury he has given a person shall be given to him. Whoever kills an animal shall make it good, and whoever kills a person shall be put to death. You shall have the same rule for the sojourner and for the native, for I am the Lord your God. So Moses spoke to the people of Israel, and they brought out of the camp the one who had cursed, and stoned him with stones. Thus the people of Israel did as the Lord commanded Moses. The Lord spoke to Moses on Mount Sinai, saying, Speak to the people of Israel, and say to them, When you come into the land that I give you, the land shall keep a Sabbath to the Lord. For 6 years you shall sow your field, and for 6 years you shall prune your vineyard and gather in its fruits. But in the seventh year there shall be a Sabbath of solemn rest for the land, a Sabbath to the Lord. You shall not sow your field or prune your vineyard. You shall not reap what grows of itself in your harvest, or gather the grapes of your undressed vine. It shall be a year of solemn rest for the land. The Sabbath of the land shall provide food for you, for yourself, and for your male and female slaves, and for your hired worker, and the sojourner who lives with you, and for your cattle, and for the wild animals that are in your land. All its yield shall be for food. So this was another very short reading for today. But this occasion in which this Israelite woman's son is accused of blasphemy and cursing tells us a couple of things. First of all, that you had those Egyptians that came out of Egypt with Israel, and they continued to cause problems. They had an idolatrous influence as well as a lack of respect for Jehovah, and I think this quick story illustrates that. We also notice that Moses was careful in this. He didn't make a decision right away. He wanted the Lord to tell him what to do. And so when that word of the Lord comes to him and tells him that everybody that heard him had to be witnessed there, had to lay their hands on him, and then they would stone him, we don't see any argument in the case. We just see that they carried out what was told to them by the Lord. This passage also led into the fact that there would need to be a justice among the people. If someone killed somebody else, then they were to be put to death. Now, there's other occasions or other sections of Scripture that expound upon this a little bit more regarding accidental death, accidental harming somebody, those kinds of cases. But here, it's whoever takes a human life shall surely be put to death. Whoever takes an animal's life will make it good life for life. That is, to replace the animal with something in equivalent value. And then it goes on to say, you know, fractures, eyes, teeth, those types of things. And it points out in verse 22, you shall have the same rule for the sojourner and for the native, for I am the Lord your God. So there's no occasion for a sojourner or a foreigner to be among them and say, well, I didn't know this. Well, it didn't matter. The rules were to apply anyway. Then finally we have a little bit of teaching about resting the land. The seventh year, the land was to have a Sabbath rest as well. And along with that, there was the possibility of renewing the land. And there was the fact that they would reap plenty during those 6 years for that seventh year to lay dormant. So another quick reading, but that completes it for today. Please think on these things. Consider that the word of the Lord stands, the rules of the Lord stand. We have no right to question his authority, just as Moses had no right to question whether that son was to be put to death. It's very important that we realize that God determines what's righteous, what's just, and he's the one that sets the rules. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.